This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn says the reorganization plan set into motion by the late Chancellor Carlo Montemagno is still moving forward. It's evidenced by changes that were approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education just last month. I talked with him about that, along with the next batch of proposals and other university issues.
The six that did go through and have been approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education, those units are ecstatic. They're moving forward. They are very pleased with the outcome. The five that are currently sitting now with the president, while there's clearly not a majority favorable vote, there are people that are supportive of that effort. I mean, there's a divided house in some of those. I think in one of them is the vote's 9-6 or something. So, you know, it's, again, I think the part that is somehow lost in this in the beginning, as I understand it, and of course I wasn't here at that time, that when this was discussed with the Faculty Association and others, as it should be, is that the understanding was that the votes were advisory. It's tough to get the unanimity. It's tough at times to get majority when you're changing. I've learned yesterday too that the Faculty Association apparently has a meeting on Monday, and we respect that, and that's their opportunity, and no hard feelings there. However, when I was hired, it was very clear, and when I met with President Dorsey in the interview process, and also with two of the board members were partners in that conversation, it was very clear that one of the questions was of me, my willingness to sustain really what had been initiated by Carlo in his chancellorship. And I've tried to be faithful to that and learn more. But my own personal review is that I think there's some really good things here. And I think if people give it a try and give it a go, and with also the understanding that, you know, you never get everything right. Do we make these changes and 3 years out we say, wow, that was a great idea, but it's not working? Okay. No one should ever be so stuck that they're right that they're not willing to, again, reconsider.
One of the reasons this reorganization was proposed was to spur an uptick in enrollment. What can you tell us about projections for the next academic year and beyond?
We haven't been hesitant to say that enrollment is going to go down again next year because our pipeline is not as full as it should be, and we have more students graduating than we have coming in. So, as you know, and I've talked before, what our primary effort thus far has been to work in two directions. One is on retention and making sure students that are currently here are satisfied and happy and we don't lose those students. But also we're doing a number of things. This past weekend, I was in the Chicago area with a number of people from campus doing an open house. We were in Oak Brook, Illinois, at a nice hotel there to welcome families, to welcome students, to address them. And then the Monday, we met with counselors and transfer officials from respective community colleges and high schools in that area. Personally, I thought that went very well. I think we need to do more of that. But we're not standing still. As you know, I think you know, I've met already with our team at John A. Logan, our partners there. We've met with the community college presidents in a luncheon, but I have a meeting, I believe it's on Monday, with Wren Lake, the president there. And I'm looking forward to those. Shawnee, for instance, as a community college, has indicated to us that they're having some difficulty finding faculty in some of the science areas. Well, we have a number of students in doctoral programs that have taught, are very experienced in the classroom, they're pursuing doctorates. So we've reached out to them to say, hey, we can help equip you with some talented people, and we could do that by providing them an assistantship, which helps them, let alone with their tuition, et cetera. So, I think our goal here is to be very open in terms of opportunities. We have thousands of young people accessing our campus. We just need to do a better job of figuring out how to net them and to help them understand that this is a very good choice for them. And it is a great choice for them. I'm optimistic as we get through now next year. Can we start then to get a little bit of an upturn in the curve?
That's Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn, and I'm Jennifer Fuller. You can hear more of this conversation online at WSIUnews.org.